Newcastle's here 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko, and very excited. We've been talking to Gilly all show today. If you heard the radio show, because it's his kid's first day at school, he wasn't in with us, but he was dropping the kids off.
And we thought, it's just gone 9:30. The kids are well and truly dropped off, but yep, we wanted to catch Nick as he walked out the gates.
Yes.
You know what they say, let's get some tears on the radio. It's always a bit of
tears
fun.
Tears gets ticks, Gilly.
Tears get ticks, Gilly. Are you in sobs?
Oh, I was. I'm fresh out of the gate, and I've had to meet a lot of other parents.
Aww.
So I've like wiped them away and pretended to put on a bright face.
Mm-hmm.
But when Harriet started breaking down, and crying and didn't want to get shuffled into the classroom, it got me good.
She didn't want, because she was so excited, wasn't she, to go? And then got in there and was a bit nervous.
She was. She got, so you line up in front of your teacher. So you find out who your teacher is and you line up there. And she was like the second one called. So she was standing there for the other 20 kids to get called, just bawling her eyes out. Poor little thing. And then Oz got called in the class after and didn't even look back. Just off, backpack down to his knees, just walking away, having a great old time. But when we saw Harriet try and wave goodbye, she was trying to be brave. We just lost it.
So cute. What percentage of kids were in tears, Gilly? I can imagine it's a very emotional and nerve-wracking and overwhelming thing for all the littlies.
Not enough to make us feel better.
Okay. Okay.
You know, like okay. I would have loved if, no, I don't want more kids crying, you know, but it would have made us feel better if there was like 50% crying.
Yeah. Gilly's just going up like, cry, kid. You cry as well.
Yeah.
Just pricking them with pins. Like, come on.
I reckon like less than 3 a class.
Wow. Okay.
And what about parents? How many parents were crying?
Yeah, there was plenty of parent tears floating around.
Oh, that's good.
But you can tell the seasoned ones, like the ones that have an older kid at school, they're like, yep, bye, see ya. And they're pretty much like twiddling their keys in their hand, like about to walk off. Yeah.
Oh, and did you see any, what I really want to know, any parents that you think you could be friends with so you can force your kids to be friends? You know what I mean?
I think so. But like, you know, a lot of them are a lot younger than us.
That was the takeaway.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to have kids and they're like in their late 20s or 30 or something. You know, I'm 40.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're trying to network. We're trying to do our best. Just trying to pick the crow's feet amongst the group.
In our radio team, your Grandpa Gil. You take your kids to school. Your Grandpa Gil.
Did anyone go, that's nice that grandparents are dropping off the kids? Did anyone know?
Well, I was waiting to get pulled up because there's a no grandparents rule. Like, unless you're the person actually dropping them off, they were like very strict. You can't have the whole family there. They've got enough emotions. It's just like whoever's dropping them off.
Did they have to send a memo out? No grandparents allowed.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is wild.
Unless they were going to be the person, you know, actually dropping them.
Yeah.
My mum's a grandparent to my sister's kids, and she would have not obeyed those rules.
She wouldn't have taken that. No, she would have said to up. Your sister's husband, you're not coming.
You're not coming. I'll be there. Grammy will be there. Here I am.
Yeah.
Chocolates and all that stuff.
There were a few rebel grandparents.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Just on the periphery. Gilly, what did we go with the lunchbox for day one?
Mm.
You know, first impressions count. There's a lot of judgment around the schoolyard.
So Otis, pretty standard, very boring, no adornments whatsoever, just a salami sandwich. And then Harry, we said, you can have whatever you like on your sandwich, as long as it doesn't contain nuts. And she wanted a iceberg lettuce and mayonnaise sandwich.
Yuck. Where did she get that from?
I don't know. She's never had it in her life.
And she's probably going to hate it.
Are you worried for a phone call from the teacher being like, we're going to have to get the Gills in for a parent-teacher meeting after day one?
It's rough at the Gill
household. There's no sustenance in your child's lunch.
And it's like, I know it was a stressful morning. You've just forgotten most of the ingredients of the sandwich, but you know, tomorrow will be better.
Iceberg and mayo.
There we go.
She's
funny.
Never had it before. Yeah. Not a time to try new things, Harriet. There's enough going on.
The only reason why we even had iceberg in the fridge was because the grandparents were up for the weekend and they like it. Like, I haven't bought an iceberg lettuce in well over a decade.
Maybe the grandparents have been feeding it to her secretly behind closed
doors. Yeah, getting her a taste for it.
Yeah, now she's here.
She's going to be starving by the time she gets home. There is
there's nothing in
there's
that.
There's nothing to
and,
that.
And the mayo would make the lettuce all slimy by the end of it. And it would just, the consistency in your tongue would be gross.
Well, I piled on the mayo because I'm like, something's got to fill her. Hopefully she can just get full of mayonnaise.
Pardon my ignorance. As a mayonnaise fanatic, I feel like I should know the answer to this. But, like, will mayonnaise be all right till midday lunch? Like, in a sandwich, non-refrigerated?
You know what? Let's find out.
Did she at least get, like, a La Fruche or something?
Oh, yeah. What are the kids? What's the treat? You know, is there a, yeah.
Nutella.
So we asked what they wanted for a treat, and both of them wanted fishy chips, which are chips in the shape of a fish.
Oh, right. We're going to say they taste like fish, and I was like, nah, that's me done.
I would not put it past the gills. That's so funny.
Cherries for fruit break.
My God, it's all uncharted waters, Gilly. You're back to you're making school lunches. Like, that's just, you've entered a new era.
Well, the good thing for me is that, you know, we do morning radio, so that's the only school lunch I'll ever make.
Oh, suckers.
So true.
Well, mate, well done. We look forward to having you back on deck tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. If I'm not home with a sick child who's got food poisoning from bad mayonnaise.